Welcome to the OU Daily Tillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the fourth day of the month of Sivan and on the 48th day of the Omer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and as always, you can view them prominently listed in the OU Today email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Aaron Feigenbaum, Mor D'Astra of the Irving Place Minyan in Woodmere, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Feigenbaum reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kof Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And Rabbi Feigenbaum will conclude with the Mishnah Berach, the Cholam, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feigenbaum.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. I want to thank Rabbi Herman for inviting me to join everybody today for us to learn and daven together. Thank you, Orthodox Union, for giving us the opportunity and the sponsors for making it available for everybody. So we find ourselves now in what's known as Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah, the 3 days of separation, literally translated of ordering, that we find before Shavuos. The Torah tells us in Shemos Perek Dutes, in Parshat Yisro, Exodus chapter 19, the Torah says that God says to Moshe, Reichel ha'am b'kidashtam hayom u'machar v'chidsu sim losav. God says to Moshe to go to the people and prepare them for receiving the Torah on the holiday of Shavuos. Prepare them for days before. God says to Moshe, v'hayu nechonim layom hashilishi, to be prepared for the third day. Because on the third day, God will come down and reveal himself so that the eyes of all of the people on the Mount Sinai. And then the next pasuk is where the days get their name from. And you should create borders for the people around the Har Sinai, that you set up borders so that nobody would approach or get too close to the Har Sinai. Meanwhile, the Torah told us God said that he would reveal himself li'enei kol ha'am al Har Sinai, to the eyes of all of the people on the Mount Sinai. And Rashi here writes, Shemos Perek Yitzes, Exodus chapter 19. Rashi writes, God would reveal himself to the eyes of all of the people. That must mean that all of the people would be able to see and experience God. Rashi quotes in Midrash Mechilta that we learn from here that anybody amongst the Jewish people who had difficulty seeing, anybody who was blind or had impaired vision, God cured their vision when they approached the Har Sinai during these 3 days of preparation, so that everybody would be able to see and experience God. The Ramchal writes in the Derech Hashem, it's in Chelek Perek Zayin, that's part 4, chapter 7, Ramchal writes that on each of our holidays, God provided for us miracles throughout Jewish history. Let's say, for example, on Sukkot, God gave us the Anane Akovo, the clouds of glory that protected us in the Midbar. The Ramchal writes that in order to do that, God opened up windows between heaven and earth. This is my presentation of it. He doesn't use these exact words. Look at that. God opened up windows between heaven and earth through which he sent that protection. Say, for example, on Pesach, God provided for us freedom, took us out of slavery in Egypt. God gave us freedom. He opened up windows between heaven and earth through which he sent that freedom. And Ramchal writes that as we re-experience those holidays, when we come back around to those chagim, when we have Sukkos again, God reopens up the windows between heaven and earth that he originally opened in those days. On Sukkos, God reopens up the windows of protection. On Pesach, God reopens up the windows of freedom, and we have opportunity to try to access those brachos, those blessings from God yet again. And the holiday of Shavuos coming up tomorrow night is when God opened up the windows between heaven and earth, gave us the Torah. And on the holiday of Shavuos that we will celebrate beginning tomorrow night, we have the opportunity again to commit ourselves to accepting God's Torah and meditating to receive it through those very same windows that God handed it to Moses on the top of the Mount Sinai. If all of that is correct, then maybe, and the Ramchal does not say this part is just me talking, but maybe, just maybe, Rashi said that in those 3 days before the holiday of Shavuos, in the Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah, where we find ourselves right now, God provided for the Jewish people healing. God sent them refuah. God sent them cures. And so it might be that today and tomorrow and yesterday, God opens up windows of refuah, windows of health between heaven and earth. And so we have an opportunity now to daven together. Let us daven for refuah. In a world that is still reeling from the COVID-19 pandemic, we have an opportunity and days when God opens up windows between heaven and earth to provide healing for people. Let us daven for people that we know who are ill, for all of Knesset Yisrael, for people across the globe who are desperately seeking to have refuah and to get back to our regular schedule so that we may be able to accept the Torah with full mind, body, and spirit on the holiday of Shavuot, Haba Aleinu Latova, that is coming up for us soon, Mi'itin Well, tomorrow night. We'll daven together, like Rabbi Herman said, first Tehillim Chav, that's Psalm 20, then Tehillim Chav Zayin, that's Psalm 27, and then Tehillim Kuf Lamed, that's Psalm 130. I invite everybody to please join along with me as I say the Tehillim out loud. Lam Naseya Mizmor Li David Ya'ancha Adonai V'yom Sarah Yisaged Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha V'yolasecha Yudashin Asela Yitain lecha kilvavecha v'chol asasecha yimalei niranina b'yishuasecha u'v'shem Eloheinu nigol yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha atah yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho Ya'anehu mishmei kosho, bigvuros yesha yimino, eilev orechev, yeilev asusim, va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, heima karu v'napalo, va'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad, Adonai hoshia, hamelech ya'anehinu v'yohom kareinu. Now Tehillim Chav Zayin, Psalm 27. L'David Adonai Ori V'yishi Mimira Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Efchad Bikarov Alay Mireyim Le'echol Es Bisari Tzarai V'yoy V'ayli Heimakash V'nafalok Im tachane alai machane lo yira libi im takum alai milchama bizos ani bokeach achat shalal pinei sadonai osa avakesh shifti bidei sadonai kol yemei chayai Lachsos b'noam Adonai ulivacher b'echolok Ki yispineni b'sukok b'yom ra Yastireni b'seiter o'alo b'sur yirom imeni V'yata yaruhum roshi alo yavai sivibosai Ve'ezbecha bo'alo zibchei sirua Ashira v'yazamira l'Adonai, Shema Adonai koli ekra, v'chaneini v'aneini, l'cha amar libi bakshu fanai, et panecha Adonai avakesh, al taster panecha mimeni, al pati afatecha, Ezrasi ha'isa al t'cheni v'al t'azdeg Elohei yishi Ki avivi mi azavuni v'adonai yatzveini Horeini adonai darkecha Unichteheini v'orach mishor l'man ashorei rai Al tibneini b'nefesh tzorai, Kika movie, Ede Sheker, Yosea Kamas, Lule Hemanti, Leros Fitzavadonoi, Vieretz Chaim, Kavei El Adonoi, Chazati Amitli Becha, Vikavei El Adonoi. Now Tilim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir ha-ma'alos mi-ma'amakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli tihiyena uznecha kashuvos v'kol tafanunai. Im abonos tishmoya Adonai mi-yamot ki Imcha hasilicha l'man tivarei, kivisi Adonai, kivisa nafshi, v'lidvaro chalti, nafshi l'Adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, כי אם אדוני החסד והרבה עמו חידוש, והוא יפדס ישראל מכל עוונותיו. משברך אבותינו, אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה אהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את החולים ואת החולות. בעבור שאנו מספלים בעבורם בשכר זה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם להחלימם לרפוסם להחזיקם להחיותם וישלח להם מהירה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לכולי בריהם ולכל גידיהם בסוף שאר חולי ישראל רפואת הנפש רפואת הגוף השתה בגולה בזמן קריב אמן אחינו כל בית ישראל הנתונים בצורה ובשוויה עומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאי מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה ליאורה, ומשיבוד לגאולה, פשטה בגולה וזמן קריב, אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Feigenbaum. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova, and may the Rabboni Sholom, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, Erev Shavuot, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Aaron Cohen of Tiferet Israel in Passaic, New Jersey. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.